This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, casual Friday, which means I'm in the studio. No, I'm not in the studio. I'm in the studio with the talented and brilliant Dr. Jeff Galini here in Billings, Montana. Elisa Profumo is in the Superhuman Radio studio there with the producer extraordinaire Elliot Turton as we bring to you the quarterly special casual Friday from Billings, Montana. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
Great.
Hey, Elisa.
Hi, you guys. How you doing?
It's your pretty face while we do the show today.
And thanks for sending the snow our way, too.
I can't believe you guys are getting snow there.
This morning I went to a nice breakfast place and I saw flurries. I was like, I can't believe this.
Yeah,
I know.
We got a little bit yesterday morning, but it all melted.
Yeah. It's not cold enough for it to stick. That's a good thing.
No, it's supposed to be, I think, 60 in a day or two, so...
I saw your breakfast on Facebook, Carl.
Boy, did that raise a lot of questions. People are like, Carl, I didn't think you ate processed meat. Wait a minute. Bacon is minimally processed at best.
Well, especially when we buy it at home, it's nitrate and nitrite free, so.
Yeah, right. But yes, when I had my breakfast, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook.
I did. I saw it this morning.
The woman next to me shook her head. Because I looked at my dish. It was six beautiful eggs, over medium, and three orders of bacon. So nine slices of bacon, probably 2/3 of a pound of bacon. And I went, oh wow! When the girl was bringing it to the table, and I could catch the woman out of my, she was on my left eye, and I looked, and she was shaking her head as she was digging into this huge pile of pancakes, slathered in syrup. Wait, then she had a dish of toast. And a bowl of fruit. And I'm thinking to myself...
And she's shaking her head.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know, people think that, you know, pancakes are healthier than protein.
Well, but think about it. I had this discussion on the plane the other day with a guy, you know, heart-healthy grains.
Right.
No such thing.
Nope.
How are you, Elisa?
I'm doing good. So you guys want to start out with Primal D. We're getting some questions from people right now. When is Primal D going to be ready? I need my Primal D. So I wanted to kind of go ahead and address that. And then also I want to get into the absorption of vitamin D as well, because there were some questions. Do lighter hair people absorb it as quickly as other people, or, you know, what causes people to not absorb vitamin D?
Absolutely.
So here's what happened to the Primal D. Is I got a big vat back here, and, you know, it was a cold winter, so I thought if I just would jacuzzi in it. So we didn't actually bottle it up because I've been sitting in the Primal D.
We can bottle it if those of you don't mind a little Italian body sweat in it, that's all.
So anyhow, that's why I got a little delayed.
But well, that's gross.
No, the truth of the matter is that we're in our last phases of human testing with Primal D. It will not be released until we're confident that 100% of the users experience the same benefits from it. The original batch of Primal D, and it's my fault, really didn't absorb well in everybody. I have people who have emailed me and said their vitamin D levels were never higher and they're out of Primal D and they need more. And I have people who emailed me and said, I took it for 4 months and my vitamin D levels didn't move at all. So in an effort to eliminate the possibility that there's always going to be non-responders in everything.
Right.
But to eliminate the potential that it was the blend, the formula, that was contributing to this, Dr. Jeff looked at the way we were making Primal D before and said, I think we can do this better. And then we also lowered the amount of vitamin D in each spray. We were trying to deliver way too much vitamin D in each spray, which left the possibility for people who applied it differently, didn't rub it in or rubbed it in too much, maybe not all the D was absorbed. So we limited the amount of vitamin D per spray, and we're making it a 3-month supply instead of a 1-year supply. So all those things playing into it, we're very, very hopeful that sometime in April we will be releasing Primal Day. So everybody just needs to sit tight a little bit longer. This is the right thing to do before telling people to stop buying it again.
Okay, so there was an article that I actually posted in Superhuman Nation on Facebook because people were asking questions about, well, if I have red hair, can I absorb it? And there are studies that show that people with lighter skin actually absorb it more quickly than people who are darker skinned.
Okay, so let's talk about why that is.
Okay.
From an evolutionary gift, of those of us who are darker skinned, it's because we lived in a part of the world and our lifestyles exposed us to greater sun. So in an effort for the body, through the process of evolution, to control how much vitamin D it actually produces, we developed a higher degree of melanin. So the darker your skin, the less vitamin D you produce in the sun. The lighter your skin, so a light-skinned person can sit out in the sun for 30 minutes and maybe produce 10,000 IUs in their skin, and a dark-skinned person may have to be out in the sun for 4 hours to produce the same amount. So, yes, you're right. Lighter-skinned people produce more vitamin D, but they also can't stay in the sun as long as darker-skinned people who produce less vitamin D but can stay in the sun longer.
And your thoughts on sunscreen?
I don't think anybody should be using sunscreen. That's an easy one. No, see, you know what's really funny about sunscreen? We have dermatologists telling people, oh, cover up SPF 70 on your face. And, you know, if you go to sub-Saharan Africa, you don't find skin cancer. I mean, you'll find the rare cases of skin cancer, but you don't find skin cancer. So you have to ask yourself, how is it that the people who spend the most time in the quote-unquote damaging sun have the lowest rate of skin cancer, yet you come to the United States and everybody's got skin cancer? And the reason for that is our lifestyle and our diets are pro-inflammatory, and that's on the skin as well. Sun becomes dangerous when you do the things that develop disease. It's not the sun. It's the people's lifestyles that are making them predisposed to the sun's damaging rays.
Actually, in this Harvard Health study, there was an Australian study that showed no difference in vitamin D between adults randomly assigned to use sunscreen one summer and those assigned a placebo screen, a cream.
Okay, but these were light-skinned people?
It doesn't specify.
Because this makes a difference. Just to go full circle to what we said, if you take a light-skinned person and you give them an SPF 20. That means they can stay in the sun 20 times longer before their skin will suffer the damaging rays of the sun. Well, that also means that enough sun is getting through to stimulate the production of vitamin D. Now, put sunblock on an African-American person and do that study again, and you'll find out that they're dangerously deficient, greater than normal. I mean, the sensitivity of the skin to synthesize D has to be taken into account when they do these sunscreen studies. If you don't, you're not getting real information. I'm sorry.
Did you know the temperature of your skin affects absorption? It says here warm skin is a more efficient producer of vitamin D than cool skin. So on a sunny, hot summer day, you'll make more vitamin D than on a cool day.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay, so your weight. Fat tissue sops up vitamin D, so it's been proposed that it might be a vitamin D rainy day fund.
Mm-hmm.
Studies have
shown. Or you request a vitamin D and you don't get it. A lot of obese people have very, very low vitamin D levels. Now, it's hard to say If that, I have to also believe that very obese people don't spend a lot of time in the sun.
What it says, studies have also shown that being obese is correlated with low vitamin D levels, and that being overweight may affect the bioavailability of D.
Yeah, or the bioavailability, but unhealthy gut microbes have been linked to poor absorption of vitamin D.
That's where I was going next.
Gut is a totally unknown today. You know, we've never delivered 10,000 IUs of vitamin D day in and day out through our gut. The microbiome plays a role. Efficiency of gut. I mean, there's so many things that play a role. Dr. Chris Masterjohn also talked about livers, the role of liver enzymes, converting vitamin D to 25-hydroxy. So you have an obese individual who's unhealthy. Their body is not going to do the same thing with a 10,000 IU of vitamin D as a healthy person. Now, if you put that person in the sun, could be a different story. They could produce just as much vitamin D as anybody else.
Well,
but we don't know that because no one does those studies.
Well, and also, too, with Primal D, you don't have to worry about that.
Right. Primal D is delivering vitamin D the way nature intended. When you lay in the sun, your body produces cholecalciferol and 7-hydroxycholesterol. And 7-hydroxycholesterol and cholecalciferol bond together, travel to the liver, and they make 25-OHD. Okay? So when you deliver vitamin D into the skin, you're doing the same thing that the sun does. And then the 7-hydroxycholesterol can bond to that and let the liver do what it's supposed to do. That's why we say Primal D is vitamin D delivered the way nature intended, through the skin.
Okay, and then the last one, the health of your liver and kidneys also affects the way you absorb vitamin D.
Sure, sure. And how many people have unhealthy livers and kidneys out there today? I mean, we have people that are walking around and, you know, wearing 32 pants, or a girl wearing a size 3 dress, and she's got fatty liver disease.
Yes.
How healthy are their livers?
Yep. Okay, so do you want to take a break before we move on?
That's up to producer extraordinaire Elliot Turton. If you want to roll the break now, we can do that, and then we can come back and talk about more good stuff.
Let's do that.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about omega-3s. If you missed the show I did with the brilliant, brilliant scientist, Dr. Artemis Simopoulos, we're going to give you a preview of what we talked about when we come back. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
From Billings, Montana, I'm in the headquarters of All American Pharmaceutical with my co-host here, the brilliant Dr. Jeff Galini, and Elisa Profumo is back in Louisville with Elliot Turton producing the show. So you want to talk about omega-3s, Elisa?
Well, the only thing I want to mention is I do have a study here from worldhealth.net that talks about a link between stroke and low vitamin D levels.
Mm-hmm.
And they're citing that 30 nanograms per deciliter is considered low. And in the Harvard study, they were saying that people should have at least 20 nanograms per deciliter. And we all know that it needs to be a lot higher than that.
Yeah. And you know, the general consensus, when Adele Moussa did the research for Primal D, when we were developing the product, he created a graph with all the different governing bodies and authorities of vitamin D with their recommendations. And then when you line all their, if you create a bar, you know, the least, the most, then you find a sweet spot. When you look at them and you find a sweet spot in the middle where everybody agrees that that's the recommended levels, and between 40 and 60 seems to be the sweet spot no matter what governing body or authority is dictating what's your vitamin D levels. Everybody fights about the bottom. Well, 20 is low. 30 is low. You know, 40 is low. All that stuff they can fight at. I look at the middle and say, okay, I don't care what's low. I don't care what's high. I want to know what the middle is. Where's optimal? Where's the middle? Where do I need to be? And it's really between 40 and 60.
Okay, so now let's move on to fish oil.
Yes.
That show that
that's
you...
why fish don't squeak. You know that, right?
Say that again.
That's why fish don't squeak.
Oh.
Because they eat fish oil.
So the show that you did on omega-3s was, if you guys haven't listened to it, you really need to listen to it. It was great.
The show that we did with Dr. Artemis Simopoulos. She's brilliant. She's written books and studies. She was part of the NIH at one point in time, and now she's the president of the Center for Aging and Genetics in Washington, D.C. The woman is she's brilliant. And she said during that show that the important thing to focus on is the omega-6 to omega-3 ratios. And if you're eating a high omega-6 diet, which most Americans are, you need to be supplementing it with omega-3s to try to get it into that 2-to-1, never higher than 4-to-1, 4 parts omega-6 to 1 part omega-3. And that the optimal is between 2-to-1 and 1-to-1 ratio. So that, and she talked about, so the, and she talked about this study, and it just got published. I was reading it on the plane on the way here. They just wrote an just published a study, and you probably saw it in the Eureka, Elisa, that scientists have figured out how to edit the gene to remove the gene for obesity. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
Okay. Well, she talked about that the other day. She goes, the reason this is such an important discussion is because there's a study that's going to be released saying we that you can edit the gene, but we don't need to edit the gene, she says. If you cut out the omega-6s, people, the obesity problem goes away. She contends that at the heart of the obesity epidemic is the high consumption of omega-6s, and she makes an amazing case for it. You need to listen to the show if you haven't listened to it. The woman is brilliant, and she's not some left-wing or far-right-wing scientist. She's a middle-of-the-road scientist who's saying no one's paying attention, and she draws a line from the 1940s when World War II ended, and processed foods became popular, and the manufacturers thought, hey, no one sees us making this stuff. We can use corn oil. We don't have to use the more expensive olive oils or, you know, better oils. We can use cheaper oils. And she shows the rise in obesity, the rise in certain diseases, as we consumed more and more of these unhealthy oils.
What
and it's a brilliant show.
What dosage? Didn't she say 3 grams a day?
She said that if you're eating the average American diet where it's high in omega-6s, and keep in mind, she's not just talking about the omegas that you see, the sixes that you see in processed food. She says if you're eating beef that's raised commercially in a CAFO, if you're eating chickens that say, you know, vegetarian fed, they're eating grains and corn and soy, which is high in omega-6s. That means that their flesh, the fat in their flesh, is high in omega-6s. So you're getting omega-6s even if you don't think you are. And she said the average person should be taking 3 grams a day of a high-quality fish oil to balance out the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio.
So, Carl, can you elaborate on what your opinion of a high-quality fish oil is?
A high-quality fish oil, I don't know. I mean, I buy my fish oil, as you know, from Sam's Club. They have a really, really good 1,400 milligram, but it's got 900 milligrams of omega-3s, so it's highly refined fish oil that they test for mercury and other things like PCBs and stuff like that. And it's in a capsule already, so the likelihood of it becoming rancid is less than that's in a liquid in a bottle. And, I guess I would look for, and also it's made from small fish. It's made from anchovies and stuff like that, and the smaller fish don't last as they don't live as long. They don't accumulate the amount of mercury and toxins because they're smaller than the big fish do. So that's what I would say. But you know, everybody out there has another standard out there. What about you? You know a lot about fish oil. I know you make products with fish oil.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got to agree with you. You know, the smaller fish. You know, as you said, sardines, mackerels.
Yeah.
You know, those are probably the best sources. You know, as far as brands, I mean, look for the ones. I always say go to the health food stores.
Yeah,
you know,
right, buy the better brands.
Buy the ones that are better, that you can trust.
Like Dr. Jeff always says, don't buy any supplements at the dollar store, because if they're only a dollar, chances are there's nothing in them.
Yeah, there's a reason why they were sold to the dollar store.
That's funny.
What do you think, Elisa?
Well, you know, omega-3s just in general are so good for so much. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at a Consumer Labs article, and they're talking about how it's good for arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, for cancer prevention, for eye disease, for depression, for ADHD, anxiety, stress. I mean, you can't go wrong taking an omega-3 supplement because, let's face it, we don't get enough of it in our diet. The fish, I mean, I, for one, am skeptical of eating fish because of what you read and so many studies that you hear and, you know, the mercury content. So getting the omega-3 from a supplement is much easier for me anyway. But
right.
I do have from a seafood selector from the Environmental Defense Fund that talks about some eco and healthy friendly choices for us. And interestingly, there are only 6 on the healthy list and just a ton on the worst list to eat.
So what are the 6? Let's do the short list.
The short list of healthy and eco-friendly choices are albacore tuna from the U.S. or Canada, Atlantic mackerel from Canada, Pacific sardines, U.S. and Canada, sablefish black cod, salmon canned, and wild Alaskan salmon. And those are the only healthy choices that are eco-friendly.
I wonder why they didn't say light tuna, just albacore. Albacore tends to have a higher mercury content. I'm not worried about mercury in fish. I got to tell you why. There's only 2 fish that don't have more selenium to mercury, and that is tilefish and hammerhead shark. So all the other fish actually have equal or greater amounts of selenium to mercury, and selenium bonds to mercury. It methylates it, and the liver can rid it from the body. So I'm not that concerned about mercury in fish, but albacore tuna tends to be higher in mercury than the light tuna.
Well,
I'm just wondering why they specified albacore.
Well, here I have a list that says ahi tuna, albacore tuna, big eye tuna, bluefin tuna, bluefish, king mackerel, shark, swordfish, tilefish, and wild sturgeon are high in mercury. And then here on the same list that I have, it's flounder, herring, mackerel, oysters, salmon, sardines, scallops, and tilapia have less mercury. However, don't eat tilapia because we all know that it's grown in sewage water.
Yeah, it is. we did a show about that, a couple of years ago?
Several years ago.
Back. If you buy tilapia that's from, like, Vietnam, Thailand
and the Philippines, I think.
They raise it in what is considered sewage water.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm talking about human waste sewage water, you know, not like garbage from the street sewage water.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we pass on the tilapia. I actually affectionately call it tapupia in our home.
Oh, great. That was my favorite fish.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Jeff.
Well, you know, you learn something new every
day.
Well,
you know what?
You switch to cod.
They say farm-raised.
Well, farm-raised is the worst food you can buy. Dr. Mauro DiPasquale came on the show recently, and we were talking about epigenetics. And he said, people think that genetic changes take millions of years, and they don't. And a study was released that showed that farm-raised salmon, originally from wild salmon, in other words, they took wild salmon, brought them in, raised them, bred them, raised them, bred them, raised them. They just keep raising them and breeding them, but they originated from the oceans. Farm-raised salmon, in as little as like 6 generations, have different DNA completely than the wild salmon that they were ancestors of.
Wow.
That's just from keeping them in these puddles, if you will,
right,
feeding them soy and corn and salmon chow from Purina, you know what I mean? And God knows what else, that, you know, they have to put antibiotics in the water to cut down on fungus and stuff like that. That change in lifestyle changed their genetics already.
Wow.
I mean, that's shocking to me.
That is. And, you know, the bad thing is most places like here, you know, we don't have a lot of fresh fish.
Yeah, you're landlocked here.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got it. Everything you get is farm-raised.
Some of it is, you know, like Costco does have some that they claim
is,
you know,
fresh.
But,
yeah, fresh caught.
But you do see, you know, farm-raised fish a lot.
The nice thing about fish is this whole flash freezing process. I mean, they catch the fish, they fillet it, and they freeze it right on the boat, and it stays frozen from the minute that they do that on out. So that's actually a saving grace for people who do want to buy quote-unquote fresher fish.
So last summer, there was a guy at the farmer's market who went fishing in Alaska and caught a ton of Alaskan salmon and flash froze it, and then he sold it at the farmer's market. It was really fresh.
I bought whole fillets, like it was the whole side of the salmon. It was from the Bering Straits, and it was delicious. It was so red, and it wasn't dyed. That's the other thing you got to watch out. If you go to the grocery store and buy salmon today, they actually add food dye to it to make it look redder because it's usually pale pink.
Right, right. And some of them do say that the color is added.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people buy that.
Oh, that steel cut color added salmon.
I mean, really?
Oh, no.
So just while we're on the subject of mercury, just some things that people can do to detox or get the mercury out of your system, taking 200 to 400 micrograms of selenium daily. I just eat Brazil nut, one or two Brazil nuts.
Eat one or two Brazil nuts, that's it.
Vitamin E, vitamin C, and glutathione. High doses of chlorella help. Also,
chlorella is a
concentrated
family of spirulina.
Right, green algae.
Yeah.
Cilantro has been found to displace heavy metals from deeper stores in connective tissue. The items that I just listed can help usher out what the cilantro helps to remove from the deeper stores.
Oh, so you should probably do therapeutic doses of cilantro along with selenium.
Exactly, and then practitioners can also use MSM. DMSA and DMPS. I don't know what DMSA and DMPS are.
DMSA, you got to be careful with it. DMSA will cause cells to release heavy metals and some other toxins. But then you got so I use DMSA before I donate blood. I take DMSA the morning of, and then I donate blood usually at the end of the day, and I'm unfortunately giving dirty blood to somebody. But DMSA, you got to be careful with DMSA because you can make yourself very sick. You can't take it every single day. And as you point out, it's kind of like cilantro. It'll make the body give up the metals, but then the goal has to be to get them out somehow and not just have them filtered through the liver and then redeposited somewhere else.
Right. I've also read that strawberries help to rid your body of mercury.
So. Really?
Yes, I have read that. Also, removing your mercury fillings, but then you put in the other white plastic type filling, and it releases BPA.
Yeah, BPA and other plasticizers.
Oh boy!
That's why take care of your teeth, so you don't need the darn things. I mean, I got a mouthful of mercury. I need to get rid of it. But I wonder if they could do wood like they did for George Washington.
Well, a friend of mine, he said his was expensive, but he did gold.
Oh, that is expensive.
But then I got to thinking, well, isn't that a metal too?
You know his friend he's talking about, Elisa, right?
Who?
Flo Rida, the rapper.
No.
He got the big gold tooth smile.
No, that's my friend Andy Lodi.
Dr. Jeff hangs out with all the rappers.
I got
well, but you
and,
know
and
what?
I was just asking him, Elisa, because a guy I met this week was talking about mercury poisoning from teeth, and I've heard this a few times. But they actually said that it's safer to leave it in than to try to take it out because that's when...
Well, there's a way to take it out. They have to put an oral dam in. It's a rubber thing. They do one tooth at a time. And the implements that they use have these vacuums on them.
Oh, okay.
And so it's sucking. So when they're drilling, the gas is being sucked right in.
Gotcha.
They do have... there are certain dentists who specialize in removing the removal of mercury fillings, but the gold, back to the gold, it has to have, gold is soft as a metal, so it has to have something in there to make it harder. They have additives, I'm not sure, maybe nickel or something, platinum, that they add to the gold to make it hard enough to stand up against the forces of mastication or chewing.
I guess we just take a little selenium, eat some strawberries.
Yeah, take a break.
And then one last thing that helps to detox mercury, which is clay bentonite, and we're going to talk about that later in the show, so I wanted to mention that going into the break.
Okay, so let's take a break, and we'll be right back. I have to cough. How terrible. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Casual Friday. Elisa, what are we talking about now? I hope it's the discussion I think it's going to be.
It is. It is. I read your mind. It is. Actually, I wanted to talk about how more than half of what we eat as Americans isn't even real food. So, I mean, there are processed foods, which I guess under the category of processed foods, frozen fruit is considered a processed food because it's not in its original form.
Sure.
But then
I mean, chopped meat is processed food. Mm. You take beef and you chop it and grind it up, it's processed.
But ultra-processed foods is what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
It makes up about 58% of the average American's energy intake.
That's shocking. Jeez.
So the ultra processed foods are things that include artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, stabilizers, and other additives that mask their undesirable qualities or make them taste like real food. So industrial formulations that have added sugars, oils, fats, salt. You guys are...
It's really, when you think about it, it's 99% of what you find in a grocery store.
Right.
I mean, okay, you got a produce area, and you got a an area where they sell, you know, beef and fish and stuff like that, but then everything else is processed food.
Oh, go through the freezer section.
Yeah.
I
mean, everything else is processed.
Ultra-processed.
Ultra-processed. Okay, sorry.
Mm, that's a new name.
That is a new name. Yes.
Ultra.
So the other thing that I want to talk about is the study from the Mayo Clinic, because this is shocking. And it actually represents the people who listen to this show, right? Mind-boggling. Study shows less than 3% of Americans have healthy lifestyles.
And Carl said, open that up and look at the picture of the guy.
Is that picture shocking?
No. No, it's not. It's not. Actually, the study was published in the Mayo Clinical Proceedings, but
right.
It was conducted by Oregon State University in partnership with the University of Mississippi and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. So,
look at the guy in the picture for a second. Forget about the fact that he's probably 400 pounds, and I don't know how that metal chair is even holding him. I got to be honest with you. But I want you to see a phenotype of the sick, aging human today. Look at his ankles. Look at his lower legs and his ankles. You see all the scurf and the scurvy flesh. It's almost like plaque psoriasis. You see that?
Yes.
All the blood vessels are busted. So the feet and the ankles have the worst circulation of the whole body, because you have opposing pressures, right? Blood flow coming down, blood flow going up. So you got gravity working against both of them. And you have very narrow pathways of blood vessels. And this is where all the toxins and stuff get caught. They get caught down there in the lower legs, and they come out through the skin, and it looks like plaque. It looks like scurf. It looks like disgusting. We have friends, not going to mention names, whose lower legs look like that.
Well, then Carl said, look at the two people next to it.
Yeah, behind them.
Well, and I actually just blew this picture up. Look at the whole line of people.
I know.
I mean, the guy in the red shirt way in the back, the orange, I mean.
Well, in all fairness, they were at a fat convention.
Oh, were they?
No, I'm only kidding. It looks like.
It looks like parade or something.
Look, when I'm in the airport, that's what I see.
Yeah, I guess I don't. I try not to notice those people because it's just so.
I got to tell you a story. It happened this morning. So I already posted on Facebook about the woman who shook her head when she saw me eating 6 eggs and 3 servings of bacon.
Right.
She was eating pancakes, toast, and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the other side of me, they see the guy, really, really overweight, maybe 100 pounds, 80 pounds overweight, and my age probably too, probably only in his 50s. So he sits down next to me, and he orders a plate of pancakes by itself and a glass of water. I'm just about finished with my meal. I notice him pounding his chest like that. So I look over at him, and he's looking. We're both sitting side by side facing into the restaurant, so he's not looking at me. He's looking straight ahead. I could see tears welling up in his eyes. I'm thinking, this guy's having a heart attack.
Oh, my.
Won't this be great for the show today? No. So I said to him, are you okay? And he looks at me and goes, yeah, and that's all he says. He looks forward. He's not eating his pancakes, okay? He's just sitting there. I said, are you having, because I'm thinking I may have to give him the Heimlich, right? I said, are you having trouble swallowing? He goes, yeah, I have a narrowing of my esophagus. So when I eat, sometimes the food gets caught and it won't go down. So I don't want to jump on him and like hit him with all. So I go and I'm finishing up my eggs. Actually, I took my spoon. And I was scraping the rest of the yolk off of the plate so that I could eat it, right? So I look at him, and he's still sitting there, not touching his pancakes. And I said to him, are you feeling any better? He goes, it'll pass. It takes a while. He goes, it just makes me so angry. I said, you know, some foods will make you spasm and make your throat close up as an allergic reaction. I didn't say allergic, but that's why. I said, have you ever tried going off grains entirely? He goes, I thought about it. I said, yeah, but did you ever do it? He goes, nah, I never did it. He goes, this will go away. He goes, it only happens sometimes. I just have to sit and wait. Then he says to me, I'm getting up to leave. And I said to him, I hope you feel better. Have a nice day. He goes, yeah, me too, because I hate not to finish this meal because I love these pancakes so much. And I went outside and I called Elisa immediately and I said, wow. Think about this. This food, his body's telling him, don't give me this food. I'm going to close your esophagus up. You can't breathe. You can't swallow. You can't do nothing now. And he's going to force himself to eat these pancakes because they're so, quote, unquote, good. People don't even get it. If your body's rejecting it, don't eat it.
Yeah, that's just terrible. Was he overweight?
Oh, he was easily 100 pounds, 80 to 100 pounds overweight.
Wow.
Big, fat, bloated, you know, sitting there having his pancakes.
Mm.
So
that exemplifies this discussion.
It does, yeah.
So in this study that they did, that showed only 3% of Americans lead a healthy lifestyle. They had four categories. They used an accelerometer to, similar to a fitness watch, was used to calculate movement and blood samples and determined whether a person smoked or not. Body fat was measured by height and weight. Was not measured by height or weight, but instead with a dual energy X-ray. And if a person was in the top 20% of the population in terms of eating USDA recommended food, they were considered to have a healthy diet. So they used the diet that the USDA recommends.
Yeah, and you know what? The truth is that's part of the problem because they tell people to eat the majority of their food from cereal grains. Okay. And now they're telling people you should be eating more vegetables, but they're not telling the whole story because now people are consuming a greater degree of these chemical pesticides and herbicides, which are poison. I mean, it's the government has no business recommending what people should eat. That's the first mistake. The government has a vested interest in specific crops. I mean, think about that. They subsidize corn, wheat, soy. I mean, they subsidize those crops. Are they going to tell people these crops aren't really that good for you? Of course not. They'll lose their investment.
Right.
So, the problem here is that, so you have, there was some research that just, Amy Lee, one of our listeners, posted this on my wall this morning. There was a blogger who wrote, chocolate cake for breakfast. Research says it's good for both your brain and your waistline. So, articles like this give people the go-ahead to, you know,
yeah,
rationalize eating a piece of chocolate cake for breakfast.
You know what? Here's the thing, is people know.
Yeah. But they want to be told it's okay.
Yeah, but they still know that even though someone's saying that, you know, chocolate has benefit, they know eating that chocolate cake is going to gain weight. They just don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down to is, you know, too many people are saying, oh, just be happy with yourself. I mean, you're fat, it's okay. You're not going to look like a model. You don't need to do anything.
Right.
You know, we've talked about this with all the medications where, you know, type 2 diabetes. They'll say, yes, if you eat a healthy lifestyle, but we know you don't have time. You're too busy. So you're going to get it. Here's the drug for you.
Right. Right.
Not, here's what you need to do.
Right. Right. No, I know. You're absolutely right.
Well, so let's face
it. People want to be justified for their bad behavior.
Right.
There are studies that show that chocolate is beneficial for cognitive reasons, for cognitive benefits, and for some other reasons. The polyphenols, I guess, are what's supposedly.
Yeah, but it's not the chocolate and chocolate icing.
It's like saying omega-3s are good for you, but not if you go mix it with a bunch of lard.
Right.
Or a bunch of sugar.
Well,
right. I mean,
that was my point. That was my point is it's not the chocolate cake. It's a piece of pure dark chocolate that's like 80% or higher chocolate, not a piece of chocolate cake that has all this sugar and fats and, you know.
You know what Elisa buys? What? She buys, what are they called, Lisa? Cocoa nibs you buy? They're actually...
Cacao nibs.
Cacao nibs. It's actually the cacao bean just broken up. That's it. Nothing else.
And that is when they're talking about chocolate. They shouldn't even say chocolate because chocolate is not natural.
No,
chocolate,
cocoa.
Sugar. Yeah, you got to go back to the bean.
Those cacao nibs in a serving have 6 or 8 grams of fiber.
I was just getting ready to say, yeah, they have a ton of fiber.
I love them.
Huh.
I mean, they're just as satisfying as eating a piece of chocolate, and they're a little crunchy. They have a crunchy shell, but they have a soft, almost chocolatey center. So it feels like you're eating chocolate with nuts or something.
Oh, nice.
It's really good.
There's always ways.
Just don't put them in the blender when you're making a protein shake. I made the mistake of doing that one time.
It was like drinking sawdust. No.
It didn't turn out very well.
I got to also tell you, too bad we don't have a camera in here because Carl looks good today. He's got on this great Nirvana shirt. I love it.
I told him that you hate this shirt, so I wore it here. Elisa tells me, when we went out of town to the Arnold, she goes, "You're not going to take the Nirvana shirt, are you?"
Dr. Jeff.
You don't like it, Lisa?
He wears that shirt all the time.
I'm proud of this shirt. It's retro, man.
Well, people look at me, and I was at church the other day, and this kid says, "Is that the only shirt you wear?" Because I always wear a Falcon shirt, but I got like 100 of them, you know? I go, "Yeah, I guess I do wear it all the time."
That's funny. We really have to take a break. We're going to have to cut a commercial break out of today's show, but that's okay. We got lots of good information and lots more to talk about. Am I cutting you off? Is there something else you wanted to say, Lisa?
I'm just going to say, don't eat chocolate cake for breakfast.
Yeah, there you go.
Amen.
There you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 36, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops, the name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Lisa Profumo is there in Louisville with Elliot Turton. I'm here with Dr. Jeff Galini at All-American Pharmaceutical Headquarters. What do you want to talk about, Elisa?
Well, during last week's Casual Friday, we were discussing BPA and BPS and
right.
the different sources of plastics. And so Alex Leaf posted a study and just left a little note. So I wanted to read what Alex said about the BPS.
Right, because we predicted this, too. A couple years ago when we first talked about it on Casual Friday that they were going to remove BPA, that we predicted that whatever they replaced it with would also be offensive to human health.
So they're replacing BPA with BPS. He says, BPS, a replacement for the endocrine disruptor, BPA, also has evidence supporting its role in hormone interference. Specifically, BPS exposure can induce the formation of human fat cells. The problem is that this was shown ex vivo, meaning that more research in actual humans is needed to find out the dose-dependent and threshold effects. Until then, best be cautious and minimize the use of plastics in cooking.
And, you know, we're so focused on BPA and BPS. There are other plasticizers. Every time we turn around, a plasticizer is identified as being an endocrine disruptor. 8 years ago was phthalates.
Mm-hmm.
They bond to the androgen receptor. They feminize fish. They're androgen blockers. Then BPA, okay? There was another one that was talked about. I can't think of the name of it now. But I'm willing to bet that 80% of what they use to make plastics are offensive to human health.
Oh, I'll bet.
So we're focusing on BPA, BPS, but meanwhile there's a myriad of other plasticizers that we're absorbing, and we don't know what the problems they're causing to us.
Well, I think everybody needs to be on DIM with all the endocrine disruptors that everybody's being exposed to. We're gonna talk about PCBs later in the show.
Okay.
But did you know that PCBs have estrogen-like qualities?
Yeah. There's xenoestrogen.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how they stimulated breast cancer in women and ovarian cancer in women.
Wow.
So next, I wanted to talk about the eating, what the deal is with eating the avocado seed.
This is the first I've heard about this. And you brought this to my attention. I didn't even know people were eating it. I mean, I eat apple seeds because I eat the whole apple.
Yeah.
And Elisa can tell you this. I eat the stems of the tomatoes. I eat the leaves on the strawberries. I just eat it all. I just do. I eat the bones and the chicken. I'm telling you the truth. Right, Elisa?
Yes, he does. He eats the bones, Jeff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He's like a dog.
I am. I am like a dog. I am.
But that's why he's so healthy, too.
So,
and so good looking.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
He actually looks younger this trip out.
Oh, you're the best.
Are you serious?
So what's the deal? Who eats an avocado seed?
Well, Maxime, and I hope I'm pronouncing, she sent me the pronunciation. Leger.
Leger?
Yeah.
Leger.
She said that she read on the internet that it's good for you, so she started using it. She sliced it up in very thin slices and started using it, I guess, in different preparations. And then she read an article that said it was not good for you. So she wasn't sure who to believe and which way to go.
Okay, question. When you slice up an avocado seed, is it soft, or do you have to soak it in water to soften it?
I don't know the answer to that. It's not soft. I mean, obviously, it's hard. So,
here's my opinion, right? I try to look at everything from an ancestral perspective, right? Evolutionary perspective. Right. So, if one of our ancestors came upon an avocado,
they said dry it out. If you dry, this article says that the claims have been made that if you dry it out, chop it up into pieces, and blend it, you are left with a powder-like substance that you can mix into smoothies or baking.
Okay, so would our ancestors have done that?
No.
Why? They didn't have blenders,
right? And,
I mean, they could have pulverized it in a mortar and pestle of some sort, right?
Probably, but don't you think they were going to use it to grow more avocados?
Yes.
So plant it.
And keep in mind, and that's my point. So here's what I was going to say: the seed of any plant, which harbors the genetic material for the reproduction of that plant, is usually where the highest concentration of anti-nutrients are to keep animals from eating those seeds, okay? So it's postulated that the phytoestrogens in soy are not good for health in humans. They were put there by evolution to keep animals from eating the seeds of the soy plant.
That makes sense.
The theory was, animals would eat the soy, libidos would drop, offspring would drop, and the animal would just be phased out. And this has been, there's a Harvard scholar who made this argument about 8 or 9 years ago. I read his information. And, you know, we think, nature put that estrogen there to help women who are going through menopause. No, nature put that estrogen there to keep animals and beings from eating it. See, plants can't run, they can't fight, they can't bite, so they build up biological warfare. So anytime you look at the seed of something, this is true of grain as well,
mm-hmm.
You have to understand that nature designed a biological warfare agents in that, because that is the genetic messenger, that's the genetic preponderance of evolution to keep that plant from being phased out. That is the highest concentration of anti-nutrients and harmful things. So my vote would be it's not a good idea to eat the seed of an avocado. That's just me.
Additionally, there are some studies that have researched avocado seed consumption. They're very few, and the studies that do exist have focused on the potential benefits of avocado seed extracts rather than consuming the seed itself.
Okay. Well, maybe the extract is devoid of the anti-nutrients. See, I had someone on my show many years ago, I can't tell you who it is, who explained to me that this whole fad of eating potatoes with the skins on is actually a bad idea. And I said, why? He said, because the skin is where the anti-nutrients are, so that when bugs try to eat the potato, the things in the skin kill the bugs. It keeps them from eating the potato. So the skin is the armor, okay? When we look at seed pods, it's the husk that's the armor. When you strip the husk away, you can eat what's in there, but the husk is the protective coating that has all the anti-nutrients that kill things that want to eat it. So I would say that if you're going to eat the avocado seed, chances are there's an outer layer of it that should be removed in order to remove the highest concentration of anti-nutrients. If you died in the wild, I'm going to eat it, I want to eat it, then try to find a way to peel it a little bit somehow. I don't know how.
So I went to the California Avocado Commission's website looking to see if they would weigh in on this or not. And while they didn't weigh in on it, I'm glad I went to their website. They have a ton of great recipes on their website to use avocados in, like a Greek yogurt guacamole, which really sounds good. And then they have grilled avocados. I never thought of grilling the avocado before.
So you slice it or just cut it in half?
You could do either. For me, I would think cutting it in half would be easier. It would stay a little more firm if you as opposed to slicing it. But they have pictured here both halves and slices. And then they have an avocado
key lime pie. Yeah. I love key lime.
Yeah, we should make this, the key lime pie.
So you use yogurt.
Yes.
And key limes and avocado.
Right. And they have 3 tablespoons of granulated sugar, but you can use organic coconut sugar instead of the white sugar if you eat sugar.
Or honey.
Or maple syrup.
Or maple syrup. There you go.
So there you have it. Okay.
Interesting.
So
okay.
Apparently, all you need to do is eat candy, and you will have great glutes.
Oh, my. So this is an article from Fitness Famous House. I have no idea who Fitness Famous House is.
I don't either. I just found
it. Surprising food that will grow your butt. Well, how about exercising the muscles in the glutes?
Well, of course, eating candy will grow your butt.
I mean, this sounds totally stupid.
Well, if you notice in the article, because they mentioned that broccoli is good to eat to help you grow your glutes, but they spelled broccoli wrong.
Yeah, but look at the first sentence here. We have been trying to fill out a pair of jeans in all the right places, but haven't been seeing much change. So they just want to get fatter to fill out jeans.
You're squatting at the gym and you're on a diet. You should be 36, 24, 36, right? Well, there's one little problem. Chances are you're making this mistake. In order to grow muscle, you have to be in a caloric surplus, especially you need to eat enough extra food that your body can build new muscle. If you don't eat enough of the right foods, you won't add those inches to your butt, and you'll take it all to your waistline.
No, and take them off of your waist.
Did Tracy Anderson write this article? That means that building a big, round booty, you have to increase the amount of food you eat for a while, and when you, L-I-K-R, somebody needs to spell check their blog, You liker what you see, you can slowly decrease the calories and increase your cardio to melt off any unwanted fat.
Okay.
Here are the foods you need to eat to help grow a butt. Keep in mind, they have no protein food on this list. They're talking about building muscle, which requires something called a protein synthetic response, but they're not talking about increasing your protein intake.
Oh, actually, there's steak
right there.
Where? I don't see it.
Steak is above coconut oil.
Oh, it's underneath the article. Okay, steak. Yeah, very high in protein and calories.
But it says they say you are what you eat.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. This is stupid.
Isn't it stupid? Okay, so I want to get to the candy part. Yep, candy.
Well, let's go down the line. It's steak, coconut oil, broccoli, sweet potatoes, candy. Yep, candy, it says.
After you've done a really hard workout, your body is depleted of glycogen, the carbs stored in your muscles that help them to work optimally. To speed up your recovery process, you should eat about 20 grams of sugar immediately after you work out. Jelly beans, gummy bears, or Skittles work great.
How about Carbolin? I mean, there's so many better high sugar, high quality carbs than candy, jelly beans, which have red dye and blue dye. I mean, this is crazy. This is one of those articles where just giving somebody the right, you know, here it is. We're telling you it's okay to eat candy after your workout. So these people are going to eat candy after their workout.
And here's the problem is they put it in the metrics. So how many Americans even know what 20 grams is? They're just going to see candy.
Right.
Right? So, 20 grams. It
that's
must be
nothing.
20 bags.
20 grams is nothing.
No, that's small.
I mean, the 4 grams is a teaspoon of sugar. So that's 5 teaspoons of sugar. That's not a lot of sugar when you're talking about eating a bag of Skittles. I'll bet you a bag of Skittles has 3 times that.
Oh, yeah. You're looking at maybe, 10 Skittles.
Oh, my God. This is such bad advice. But see, these types of blogs are popular because people want desperately to be lied to justify their bad behavior.
Who wrote this?
So
and look at the gal they put on there, like eating candy. You're gonna have
you're gonna have
like that. Yeah,
and that's not even that great. I got to be honest with you. It's just okay. That's all it is.
Yeah, what you're going to do, if you eat candy after a workout, you're going to have a fat butt. So if you're skinny and you don't fit in your jeans, then you'll probably have tight jeans.
Yeah, because your butt's going to be all fat. It's not going to be muscle.
And then you got to go buy those things, that those girdle things that give you that shape and all that.
Oh, Spanx.
Spanx.
Yeah.
Maybe that's down here, too, that you got.
Yeah, maybe she's selling Spanx. Maybe that's what it is. She's selling Spanx. That's what it is.
So I found a really good article by Brett Contreras. He's the glute guy. He's the booty guy.
Build big round butts with things like heavy hip thrusts, deep squats.
Lifting. If you want a butt, you got to lift.
So here's the four myths of glute training by Brett Contreras. He is the official glute master.
Myth number one is do cardio to burn fat in the glute ham area. Dr. Jeff, you could probably talk to that.
Yeah, and the first thing I want to say is, you can't spot reduce.
Yep.
Yeah. So many people that have asked, you know, I've got fat in this area. Yeah, cardio. I mean,
yeah, but you're going to lose it all over, including that area.
Wherever you have the most body fat is where you're going to probably notice it less.
Right. That takes the longest to dig into.
Yeah.
That's right.
He says here, just know that it doesn't preferentially burn fat in the glutes or the hamstrings. See, so many, I'm talking about the step mill. I didn't say the step mill. So many trainers have women getting on the step mill and doing the step mill saying that it's going to help with their glutes, and it really doesn't. He said it's no different than doing the treadmill or the elliptical.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, if you look at it more from an exercise standpoint, that going on the stair stepper, you know, you may use your glute a little bit more than just walking. But as far as, you know, toning or
burning fat in that area, no. But here's the interesting thing, that all we have to do is mention this comparison.
Yeah.
Look at a distance runner and look at a sprinter. Who's got the bigger, rounder butt?
Right.
Sprinters. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it has nothing to do with spot fat reduction. It has to do with bigger gluteal muscles make a big round, and that makes, if you start building the muscle, the fat gets stretched out.
Yeah. Well, did you see those new, remember the old belts that they used to put around their waist?
That jiggle you?
Yeah, they're back.
Are they really?
Yeah, they got a new name for them. I saw it the other day.
Oh, man. I can't, everything comes back around.
Okay, so Brett says that sprinting doesn't spot reduce fat from the posterior chain, and it doesn't activate the posterior chain muscles to a greater degree than hip thrust or back extensions. These exercises are much easier to control than sprinting, and they lend themselves to slightly greater levels of metabolic stress due to the constant tension they provide. And he also stated in here that sprinters tend to injure themselves quicker as well.
Yeah,
so.
Pull my hamstring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
And that's been one of the fads with these fitness gals, is they're now doing sprints and things, you know. I couldn't figure out why they're doing it, but.
Yeah.
I like sprints, but, you know, it's.
Just feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if for cardiovascular. And,
exactly.
You know,
what about the smooth transition between glutes and hams always looks best? What about that?
An aesthetically pleasing glute-ham tie-in is in the eye of the beholder. I like a great deal of separation between the glutes and the hamstrings, and I like the glutes to pop out visually from the hamstring. And then he says he's not alone, and then he talks about the popular booties such as Jennifer Lopez. The Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, yeah. And he says to look at Bikini Olympia winners and note the emphasis on the glute development over hamstring development. He said glute ham for female bodybuilders and figure competitors, low fat body levels, muscular glute development, and muscular hamstring development. But notice those are in two different categories. They're not the same.
Right.
Attaining low.
The beauty of the glutey is in the eye of the beholder. Not in the eye of the booty. I'm a poet.
Boy, look at that. Great poetry now.
But I love the hip thrust. I think it's a fantastic movement. I just am starting to question whether or not it's good for my lumbar spine, personally. And maybe I just need to be lighter all the time with it, that's all.
And then
Dr. who's the doctor that I had on the show? That's the guy who fix your own back. But I want to find out if he thinks that hip thrusts are good for the lumbar spine.
I guess it depends on how you're doing them. If you're doing them, like if you're overextending or not.
Yeah. I don't know. We actually have to take a break in a minute.
Okay.
So we could either go ahead and do it now, or do you have anything you want to finish up on?
No. Other than I think Brett Contreras, he knows his booties, so if you want to learn anything, go to his blog and read about it, because he's the man.
So I said to Brett one time when he was on the show, because he's got a girlfriend for a long time. They could even be engaged or married by now. I don't know. And I said to him, you know, you're like a connoisseur of booties. Girls want you to look at their butt and tell you what they should do to make them look better and stuff like that. I said, how's your girlfriend feel about that? And he said to me, she knew that coming into the deal, you know. And it is, he said, and she does too. She'll say to him, wow, look at the butt on that girl. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, but she needs this and she needs that. So because you got to be in a pretty secure relationship to be the guy who everybody comes to and says, oh, look at my butt. What should I do with it, Brett?
The booty connoisseur, wow.
The booty connoisseur. Doctor, is he a doctor now? No, he's not. But anyway, Brett Contreras. We have to take a break.
Can I just say one thing?
In
here he says, when focusing on the glutes, the quads and the hams will become strong and shapely. So basically he's saying, if you want to get great glutes, focus on your glutes, and then the hams and the quads will become shapely. And too many women, they focus on doing leg curls, leg presses, leg extensions, and they're overdoing it. And then their legs become too big, and then their glutes don't get developed like they should.
Okay, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go
to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I like to move it, move it.
I like to move it, move it. Okay, welcome back to Casual Friday here. I'm here in Billings, Montana with Dr. Jeff Galini. Elisa's there in Louisville with Elliot Turton producing the show. Elliot Turton is one of the most talented production people in the world, and that's why he works with us. And so, Elisa, where do we go next?
Well, I wanted to talk about Monsanto for a few minutes.
Yay!
So I talked about PCBs earlier and how they have an estrogenic effect. Well, guess who was the originator who made PCBs and...
Yeah, who made the PCBs and sold them to all the companies as a coolant for electronic devices and as well as other things.
Monsanto. So
Monsatan.
So I guess the city of Portland is teaming up with 6 other West Coast cities to separately sue Monsanto for the damages that they have caused by products containing the PCBs. There are documents that show Monsanto knew as far back as 1969 that PCBs led to contamination of fish, oysters, and birds.
Right.
When they realized, Monsanto said when they realized that the product might cause contamination, they stopped the production of it. But the problem with it is it's already in the environment, and it's so much into the environment. I read an article yesterday that said the Chicago air contained PCBs.
Wow. Seriously?
Yes.
No, I've said it before, and I only half meant it, but I suspected it, that history will show a couple hundred years from now, Monsanto as more offensive to human beings and causing more deaths than any sinister regime ever. And I remember the first time I said that, somebody emailed me and said, let me get this straight. You're saying that Monsanto is worse than the Nazis? And I said, yes, because Monsanto's not done yet. There's no way to gauge how many lives they've shortened, how many children have been brought into the world with birth defects, and how many lives they will continue to shorten. Until they finally go out of business. And even then, their legacy will be that they have poisoned the environment to such a degree that transgenerational changes will be affected for hundreds of years to come because of this company.
The problem is they continue to get by with this. I mean,
well, of course, because they have politicians in their pocket. You know, all these politicians that are running except for a couple, okay, are nothing but bought and paid for politicians. And they and companies like Monsanto that can afford to throw millions of dollars and loan people jets when they need to fly here and fly there, they are corrupting, well, these politicians are corrupt already, but they are corrupting these politicians, giving them opportunities to be corrupt, and they're paying them back with favors by not punishing them.
This is what the Monsanto spokesperson said. They are reviewing the lawsuit and its allegations, but they are not responsible for the alleged damages. The company has reorganized since it halted production of PCBs and has undergone a series of mergers, acquisitions, and spinoffs, and says it's now a different company legally.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Under the RICO Act, if they can show that the money that they use to spin off and reconstruct and become a different company has its origins in ill-gotten gains, then the government can take everything from them. That's the way it works. If you're a wise guy, right?
Right.
You whack a few people, you make a few $1 million, but then you clean up your act. You buy a legitimate company, you marry a girl, you become a born-again Christian, you even donate money to the church and the local hospital. And then at some point in time, they investigate you, and they find out that your money that you do use to do all these wonderful things to absolve your soul actually have their origin in crime. They say, that's it. We take everything from you.
Yep.
So that's nonsense that Monsanto's saying that.
They said that the spokesperson said that the company manufactured and sold PCBs that at the time were a lawful and useful product that were then incorporated by third parties into other useful products. It's the third parties, including landfill operators, who bear responsibility for leakage of products containing PCBs into waterways.
I say yes. I say those people need to be lawsuited into the lawsuit too. And I also say that whoever was at the Food and Drug Administration that oversaw the introduction of PCBs into our environment should also be lawsuited into. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. When you're this big of a company, it's so fractured. There's so many levels and agents and individuals and companies and that it becomes like, oh, my God, we can't do anything because we would have to sue all these people. Sue them all. I say go right up to the Food and Drug Administration's doorstep and say, who was it that approved the PCBs? What research did you look at? You know, oh, we looked at the research that they submitted. You know what I'd like to see? Everything that the FDA approved that they had to recall, we should have a lawsuit filed on behalf of the people of the United States against the Food and Drug Administration for failing to do their job, because every time the Food and Drug Administration approved a drug or a chemical and then had to come back and go, uh-oh, it's no good, we got to recall it, they should be held culpable, because they are supposed to be the firewall against that. And I don't buy this whole well, the research they gave us, they lied to us. Shame on you. Do you think that police officers are letting drug addicts lie to them? No. You have a job to do. It stops with you. And if you don't have the brain, the scientific brain power to put their science to the test and reproduce their results, then what are you doing except rubber stamping out somebody else's garbage?
Yeah, and then let it go up. Who hired them? I mean, keep going on up the chain.
Yeah.
You know, we'll weed out some of these politicians, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, this is a joke. The American people are being killed daily because of this type of commerce right here. And no one can say anything. No one can do anything. Oh, we can't do nothing about it. Yes, we can. We have to do it the right way, right up the chain to the Food and Drug Administration. And then you'll see, when somebody from the FDA get sentenced to life in prison for something that he passed ruling on 10 years ago, you'll see how fast people will be quitting the Food and Drug Administration job and going to work at McDonald's to get out from below the radar, because they know that they did dirty things that are going to come out too soon.
Right.
You'll see how fast. No one will want to work for the FDA anymore. They'll be like, oh, my God, so you can't do the things you want to do. You have to go to jail. Yeah, just like everybody else in the country.
Well, you know, they're doing it in law enforcement now. They're holding them responsible for, you know, all the things they used to get away with.
Right.
So let's keep moving on.
I say we need to start putting some people from the Food and Drug Administration. Who approved Vioxx? There's a guy at the Food and Drug Administration that went to his superiors and said, Vioxx is dangerous, Vioxx is dangerous, Vioxx is dangerous, and they ignored him. I saw the documentary about this guy. He's a scientist. who the guy who said, ignore his information, let's go ahead and approve Vioxx, he needs to go to jail. 55,000 people in the United States died because of Vioxx. 55,000. Think about that.
Yeah.
And 55,000 people died unnecessarily because the Food and Drug Administration didn't do their job.
Yeah, they
and no one went to jail.
They have to be responsible. I mean, that's their job, you know?
And I don't buy this. Well, we don't do the science. We just review the science. Well, then you don't do anything then. Then we don't need a Food and Drug Administration to create false illusions of safety.
Right.
Okay, so while we're talking about the FDA, let's talk about something else they've done. In May of 2015, they halted all inspections for the 60 million eggs that are being produced in Iowa. They halted all farm inspections in Iowa, in the state of Iowa.
Why?
Because according to them, the bird flu was being spread by inspectors. But the problem is there were no documented instances of bird flu being spread by inspectors. But that was...
Wait. Who's saying that bird flu is being spread by the inspectors, and how are they spreading it? How are they contaminating eggs or chickens?
That's what the FDA said, that they needed to stop the documented inspectors from going into the farms because they could potentially spread the bird flu on all of these farms. Iowa is the biggest producing; they produce 15 billion eggs annually.
Wow.
In 2010, 550 million eggs were recalled after thousands of people were sickened with salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tied to farms in Iowa. It was salmonella, though. It was not the bird flu.
Well, what they're saying is these inspectors didn't properly dress going in, and they contaminated.
Oh.
See, because they're going, neither the state nor the FDA will say when inspections will be reinstated in Iowa. So... basically,
so now they're not inspecting anything in Iowa.
Yeah,
and you know where those eggs go, right? The big chains, right?
Right.
Those eggs go to McDonald's. That's in your breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
Those eggs go to Taco Bell. That's in your crunchy breakfast taco. Those eggs go to the big producers. Now, I get my eggs from Chelsea.
How is it that they don't have to have any inspectors going in for over? I mean, it's going on a year now.
I don't know. But just think about all the people that are going to start getting sick from egg-based products.
Yep.
And don't forget, those egg-based products are produced and frozen, and then it could be months before some of those egg-based products get out to the market.
And that goes on to say that the FDA nor the state will say when the inspections will be reinstated. So I guess they have no plan to reinstate the inspections.
Well, they have to do it eventually. I mean, it's just a matter of when, I guess.
Who says they have to?
I don't know. I thought they're the FDA. I thought they inspect everything.
Well, evidently, they haven't been inspecting for over a year.
Yeah, right?
No kidding, man. Go out to Iowa, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Leave me alone. I don't make any eggs here.
Yeah, I've never had any outbreaks. Jeez, 79,000 people were sick in...
Think about
a
that.
Year from eggs,
yeah.
Salmonella.
Food and Drug Administration at their finest. They're working
hard. Oh, we're contaminated, so we know there's an issue. We just want to inspect it for a while.
Yeah, that's an easy way not to have Interesting. We have to take a break in 3 minutes. Can we cover something for 3 minutes and then move on?
Okay, just really quick. So let's talk about vaccines for a minute.
Okay.
Borax, also known as sodium borate. It's a salt.
You know what that is?
It's a salt of...
My mother used to wash clothes with
absolutely,
it,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
A salt of boric acid. It's a roach pesticide. It's in household cleaning products, detergents, cosmetics even. They're adding it to vaccines. And now it's been banned in the U.S. as a food additive.
Which specific vaccines they're adding it to?
They're adding it to hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and two HPV vaccines, Gardasil and Gardasil 9.
So are they adding it because that way you get the vaccine and your clothes get clean at the same time? Borax. Look, my mother used to wash clothes with Borax. I remember the commercial, 20 Mule Team Borax.
Yeah,
remember the guy with all the mules?
Absolutely.
It was supposed to be stronger than any detergent out there for cleaning the toughest stains out of clothes. So now it's in vaccines. So is it a preservative? Is it an adjuvant? Does it say why they added to the vaccines?
No.
This is interesting, but it's been banned in the U.S. as a food additive.
But they can inject it in
you. Yeah, can't put it in your food.
You can't eat it, but we can inject it in you.
But drug companies, you can use it.
See, and look, the people who bash vaccines and the people who bash the people who bash vaccines are missing the point here. I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it again. The vaccination process works. It works by way of a process called hormesis. Back in the day when the plague was around, they were able to vaccinate people by taking active pus from wounds, scratching the skin and putting it in the person's wound. The person would develop a fever for 2 days, they'd get better, and they were protected against the plague. But what the vaccines didn't have back then was thimerosal, borax, aluminum, and all these other things that are designed to affect the manufacturing process and stability of shelf life in a multi-injection vial. This is where vaccines go wrong. All those things that are in vaccines that have to be there so they can manufacture them in bottles and have them stay stable for 2 to 3 years on a doctor's shelf, those are the problems. Those are the things that are making us sick. And they have nothing to do with the vaccination process. I don't care about the adjuvants. They say, oh, well, you need the adjuvants to stimulate the immune system. So we have to put a little aluminum in there to stimulate the immune. Baloney. They don't have to do that. That's because of the process of manufacturing needs it. That's the people.
National Institutes of Health declare sodium borate to be a dangerous poison. Side effects include vomiting, diarrhea, skin rash, blisters, collapse, coma, convulsions, drowsiness, fever, low blood pressure, decreased urine output, and it goes on and on and on. I mean, and then they're going to inject it into your body?
And then your children, too. They want all kids to get an HPV vaccine nowadays, and boys, too.
It's crazy. 9 years old, they're saying you should go in there. 9 years old.
Yeah. What little boy at 9 years old is having sex? I mean, seriously, it just doesn't even make any sense. This is a sexually transmitted disease. All right, look, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and cover some more exciting stories. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio.
Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Casual Friday, special edition from Billings, Montana. Okay, Elisa, what do you want to talk about next?
Well, I have a question here from one of our listeners, Rick Pack. Last week we talked about earthing and the earthing sheets. And then he says, thinking about the grounding mats you discussed during the last Casual Friday, do you still believe in the earth pulse?
Yeah, I do. I still use it. I don't use it all the time now. I find that if I use it for 2 or 3 days at a time, I get great sleep. And then around the fourth or fifth day, I don't feel as well when I sleep. I wake up. I know that the 9.6 hertz waveform that I use, which is the same that the Schaumann wave in the Earth is, I've read research from NASA that it increases serotonin production. I think that there's a limit to how much serotonin I feel good with, and I think that's why. But I do use it. I still have it under the bed.
So didn't you get some comments from other listeners about grounding or earthing?
Yeah, Ron Rossi. So many people sent me an email and said, Carl, do it. It's great. They've been sleeping with those grounded sheets.
Right.
They're made out of a carbon fiber. You get a ground source like your cold water pipe or outside, and it blocks all RF, and it also allows your body to discharge ions while you're sleeping. Hmm. And everybody says that once they started sleeping with the grounded sheets, they started sleeping good.
Wow.
Just from the RF blocking alone, I believe it's a good thing to do. You know, you spend 8 hours a day in bed if you're sleeping well, and that's 8 hours a day, that's a third of your day that you are staying away from RF. The rest of the time you're in RF. It's all around us.
Right.
Routers, cell phones, computers, you know, everything gives off RF today.
So what does the Earth Pulse do?
The Earth Pulse actually produces a square wave pulse electromagnetic field that emulates something called the Schaumann wave. The Earth actually has a magnetic wave form that comes out of it. It's been measured. And it is said that we evolved under that wave form. That wave form actually talks to our mitochondria and cells in our body. And since we become civilized, we live in buildings, structures. We live up off the ground. We have removed that waveform, and now we have all these other insulting waveforms, RF, cell phones, and everything else. So the Earth pulse puts you in a cocoon of the 9.6 megahertz waveform that is the most prominent that emanates from the core of the Earth. And so it helps you sleep. I had insomnia for a year. The first good night's sleep I had was when I put that thing under my bed, and I slept, and I woke up the next morning, and I thought, oh, it must be, 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock, because I always woke up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I looked, and it was 7 o'clock. I thought, oh my God, I just slept all night. It's an amazing device. Everybody thinks it's mumbo jumbo and witchcraft. It's not. It's science. NASA studied these electromagnetic fields, and in every single space shuttle, in the seat that they strap into and sleep in or whatever, there is a pulse magnet head that pulses the Schaumann wave so that they don't lose bone mineral density while they're in space. It's anabolic.
Interesting.
So it's very well studied. Very well studied.
Okay, so I want to talk about bentonite clay.
Yes.
Okay, so bentonite clay is composed of aged volcanic ash. The name comes from the largest known deposit of bentonite clay located in Fort Benton, Wyoming.
Oh.
And so this is one of those items or things that you read so many things, different opinions on it on the internet, which can be bad because some people say it's good for you. Some people say it's not good for you. So I just kind of wanted to discuss it because we have watched some shows like the, I forget which show it was, but it was back during King Henry's time when somebody had food poisoning or was poisoned and then they drank the ash.
Actually, Pope Borgia was purposefully poisoned. They tried to kill him and his daughter was smart enough to take the burning coals out of a lamp and extinguished them quickly with some water, and then shoved the charcoal down his throat. Charcoal absorbs all sorts of stuff, so the charcoal absorbed the poison that they had given him, and it saved his life, because then he vomited all the charcoal out, and it took the poison with it.
Wow.
Well, and that's
what you're talking
about, right? Right, that is what I'm talking about, and basically that's what they claim that this bentonite clay does. It's known for its ability to absorb and remove toxins, heavy metals, impurities, and chemicals.
Right.
And if you recall, it was last year, I think, or sometime a while ago, Gwyneth Paltrow was drinking clay and drinks to detox her body.
Right.
But so it supposedly has an electrical charge when hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes upon contact with fluid, its electrical components change, giving it the ability to absorb the toxins.
Interesting.
So, you're not supposed to mix it or like use anything that's metal with it. You're supposed to use only glass or plastic and not let it come into contact with anything metal.
Because it can have a reaction.
Yes.
So do you know what kale pectate is? When people they have a loose bowel movements, they're suffering from, they give them kale pectate to tighten everything up.
Yeah, isn't that part, that's made from this, right?
Well, it used to be. They used to use bentonite clay as the kale, it's called kaolite. It's similar to bentonite clay. But then at some point in time, they removed it. I don't know why. It doesn't have it anymore. But it was thought that kale pectate was also worthy of taking if you ingested poison. For this reason, it sequesters these poisonous molecules and carries them out. And if you remember, I did a show a few years ago on a phenomenon called geophagy. Geophagy is the eating of dirt. It's practiced in a lot of ancestral and hunter-gatherer nations still today.
But how do you find dirt without pesticides in it?
Well, they're not living in the United States, these hunter-gatherer populations. They're not living here in the United States. They're living in primitive places that are relatively untouched, speaking relatively untouched by modernization. So they're eating the dirt that's there in their area. But it's very popular for pregnant women to crave dirt and eat dirt. And I'll tell you something else. Animals do it too. So those of you who know anything about the state of Kentucky know that there's a lot of places in Kentucky that the name of the town or area ends in the word lick. There's Pope Lick. There's Big Bone Lick. There's French Lick. Well, the reason that these areas were called licks is because animals would come from far and wide to come there and lick the dirt. This phenomenon, people would be looking at them, they're just licking the dirt. Well, it turns out that those areas that have the name lick in them are high in mineral deposits. And in fact, French Lick has two mineral baths that dignitaries and kings would come to the United States to go to French Lick, Indiana, just to wade into the mineral baths. And we do it. Elisa and I go up there once in a while. They have one called Pluto Spring, mm-hmm. and they have another one. I can't think of the other one. But the water smells so sulfury, and it comes out of the faucet, and it bubbles, and the faucets have years of buildup of stone around the metal pipes.
Wow.
And, right, Elisa, we go there, and we do a massage and a mineral bath there, mm-hmm. and these minerals are supposed to be healthy for the body.
Sure.
So this phenomenon of turning to the soil, consuming it, or bathing in a solution made of soil is not new, but it's something we can't do anymore in the United States because companies like Monsanto have poisoned. Well, it's true.
Yeah.
You can't do it now. You have to worry about PCBs and BPAs and BPDs and DBS. You got to worry about all this stuff that's in the soil now.
Okay, so you said kaopectate, and it says here kaolin clay was a common ingredient in medicines like Rolaids and Maalox for years.
Yeah, pectate, yeah, that's it. I thought it was kaolite. It's kaolin. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So bentonite clay is supposed to be good for you. Eat a little today.
Well, yeah, just be careful. There was a safety alert from the FDA that said that there was a risk of lead poisoning with one made by Alakay Naturals.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you just kind of have to know where you're getting it from.
You know, if there's a business opportunity for someone who does international trade to go to areas of the world that are still untouched, test the soil for the microbes and the elements, and bag up the soil in a way that keeps it from being contaminated and selling it to people in the United States to start eating. I'm serious.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity for somebody out there. Okay. Couple more good stories here.
Do you want to take a break? Do we need to take... No? Okay.
No. We're not. We're going right through. We only have like 7 minutes left. Do you know what's in your water bottle, in your bottled water? What's that about, Elisa?
Well, so the Aquafina, is that how you...
Aquafina? Yeah, the water that I avoid at all costs, right?
Aquafina is made by PepsiCo, and they've finally admitted that it's basically just tap water.
Yeah. Do they even filter it?
It is filtered, yes, but it's just basically...
But I bet it's just charcoal. I bet they just run it through a charcoal filter.
Well, so instead of buying the Aquafina, why not just get a filter yourself? It's a lot less expensive, right?
Listen, the business of the future is going to be water. I mean, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, we're not going to have water to drink anymore. It's all going to be poisoned. It's all going to be contaminated. So people who want to get into a business that they can pass on to their children and their children's children and their children's children, it's going to be in water purification.
And then the Coca-Cola's Dasani is just basically filtered tap water also.
Yeah. The other two stories I want to just cover real fast is Starbucks is donating 100% of their quote-unquote waste food here in the United States. I think that's very noble. And I've wondered why big companies like Kroger. Whoa.
Introducing the best unlimited 4G LTE.
Sorry about that. I opened up a file. I was actually opening up that story. Starbucks is donating. Have you seen this? Starbucks is donating 100% of unsold foods to local area missions and food banks instead of throwing it away. I think it's very noble.
Well, I think that's great. I think everyone should be doing that.
Yeah, and Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory, Yum Brands, KFC, and Taco Brand, Olive Garden are already doing it as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hmm. Yeah. And McDonald's says technically they're doing it too because you could throw their food away the second it's made.
Well, there's so much.
They're selling food that nobody should be eating.
There's so much waste of food. I mean, they talk about feeding the world and how we need to have Monsanto seeds so that we can feed the world. And the reality is we dispose of so much food on a daily basis that if we just stop with the waste, we wouldn't have to worry about a lot of the problems with feeding the world.
Right. Oh, better yet, those people out there that are way, way, way overweight, how about you just cut back, buy the amount of food, and donate it to somebody? That could be a good diet that you could help somebody else, and you could cut your calorie intake. When you look at the number of obese people in this country, we don't have a problem feeding the population. We have some people who are eating more than they should. So, shame on you. All right, so real quick, I know I'm changing stories quickly, but I want to end the show on the right time. Does your stomach actually grow or shrink based on how much you eat? Any truth to that, Elisa?
Well, according to this article, yes, it does, that your stomach is like a muscle. When it's filled with large meals three times a day, the distendability, the scientific term for the amount your stomach walls can stretch, increases, just like your biceps would get bigger if you were working them out three times a day.
You know what's really funny? Whenever somebody wants to describe a phenomenon in the body, they always use it's like a muscle. Like the brain is like a muscle and the stomach is like a muscle. I can't wait for somebody to go, you know, the muscle is like a muscle. And if you exercise it, it gets stronger and bigger. When are they going to start talking about that?
just eat some candy, it'll get bigger. Right?
Yeah, just eat candy and your muscles will get bigger. So how long did it take? I think the article says that it takes a little while for the stomach to shrink, right?
After about a month and a half of eating smaller meals more frequently, you'll naturally feel full with less food and your body will send signals to stop eating sooner. Okay, but so then you also have to think about hormone levels and other things like that that play into feelings of hunger or
when your stomach stretches, it releases a variety of hormones like cholecystokinin, GLP-1, that signal the brain that, hey, we're done eating now. Don't continue to eat because we're full. And it takes time for the stomach to shrink long enough for the stretch response of a meal to trigger those hormones, right?
Okay.
So, no, I'm just saying. So you got to give it some time. You can't go, oh, I've been eating less for 2 weeks and I'm still so hungry. You got to give it some time. They say a month, but it could take longer. It could take 2 months, take 3 months, depending on how long you've been overeating.
Speaking of being hungry, I'm hungry.
So am I. I'm starving. Mm-hmm.
So
I know. I guess that's it. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No, that's it, except for Sunday is Easter. I hope everybody has a really nice Easter Sunday and eat lots of bacon and ham.
Yes. Yes. Matt Beatty wanted me to talk about how I came off caffeine, but we don't have the time to do that today. So we'll definitely cover that in a future show, I promise. It's not been easy. This is my second time coming off caffeine. I've realized I'm addicted to it because it's like something. I think to myself, oh, I'd feel so much better if I had a cup of coffee, and then I feel terrible. I'd feel so much better if I had this energy shot, and then I feel terrible.
Yeah, you get hooked on it. And hey, Matt, thanks to your son for sending me that picture also. That was awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Well, I think that's it, Elisa.
All right, you guys have fun out there.
Yes, we will. We're going to train later and eat steak. That's our routine. Thank you to everybody who listened today for the live show. Thank you to All American Pharmaceutical for being such a wonderful title sponsor of Superhuman Radio. Thank you for Elliot Turton for putting his day on hold to produce the show today. And we'll see everybody Monday. We've got lots of good things coming up next week, lots of great shows. Thank you to Elisa Profumo for doing all the hard work and heavy lifting to make this show possible so that Jeff and I could just sit here and comment and laugh. So there you go. Thanks to everybody. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com.